Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Like a feather, yeah. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. That's fun. And every day, this whole show, it's not fun. No one cares about Tuesdays. It's such a throwaway day. It's the best! Woo! Tuesday. This part of the show is brought to you by our full show podcast. Every day, all the things we say, blah, 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 those are up as podcasts. Liz news stories, all the gossip on your favorite stars. You don't have to miss a minute of the, it says right here, morning show's entertaining banner. Aww. Download our full show podcast for laughs, insights, and all the latest buzz from all over the world of entertainment. I can see Alex really working hard on that right now. Oh, you look surprised. I'm sure he is, though. Working hard on it, I mean. All right. So here we go. I'm going to start with the burning question that everyone wants the answer to, Vinny. Are people at all interested in an NSYNC tour that doesn't include Justin Timberlake?
I believe.
Do they buy tickets in the hopes
believe
that
the
he
answer
shows
is
up?
Yes. We talked about this. First of all, JT is not riding high.
Mm.
He would be smart, in my opinion.
You. He should go back
to go out with them and to just be part of the team and spend a minute broing with those guys,
right?
Because it's not really been great.
Awesome for him, right?
Like the PR is, and now look, I mean, I'm only a guy who the best thing he's done is Trolls. I'm not kidding.
Right.
That's where my sort of fandom comes from. But I've watched the news and it's not, he's made a few mistakes publicly.
I still think though that NSYNC without JT, like he's the lead singer in that band.
But that's what I was about to say, and I get distracted by my own thoughts. What I was going to say is, some people say JC Chazay.
Chazay's, whatever
you, however. People have texted in and said, that's the best singer in the band. He doesn't have the songs to have made him a singular star, but he's the best. And I went, okay, you're the boss.
I'm sure they can all sing. I'm not sure. What do I say that for?
Maybe I couldn't even debate them on it because I have no idea. But that is directly off our text machine in response to us saying, well, JT, people went, no, the best singer's the other guy.
You know, did NSYNC minus JT go out on the road with Backstreet Boys, or was it New Kids on the Block Backstreet Boys?
Don't know.
Yeah, I just feel like it's possible that they could go out and sell out everywhere, and people, there is a nostalgia factor, but I just think that the Justin Timberlake not being a part of it, it's like the Spice Girls and, like, you know, Sexy Spice isn't there, or whatever her name is, Ginger Spice or Baby Spice. Like, you got to have all of them. You got to have all the girls.
I don't know if you do, though. I think that it's just as possible or likely. Like, I know that when you just said Spice Girls.
Yeah.
That girl I dated who was fresh out of college when we were basically brand new here.
Yeah.
That girl, it was just that time.
She loved them?
Tell you what you want, what you really, really, that song. Yeah, they loved it. They would go to the bars and they'd hear that song and they'd all jump out and dance. And it was about the girls and their friends and their times together. And I don't think they'd give two craps if one of them was missing if they were at the show. I think it's about that song and about those times, those shared times together. I could be wrong.
No, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong, too.
But
I just feel like wrong. JT, I think Justin Timberlake is the only
Spice
guy I would
want. There that the
I would
really
not be interested.
No,
I don't. And I actually don't believe that you'd notice whether or not vocally, if you had your eyes closed, you wouldn't be able to tell. Because I believe that all these people are playing to tapes. I don't see the band.
They're dancing a lot.
Sure,
so
a lot of dancing. Really hard to sing. So they could just play the JT part. And, you know, people who can't see are like, oh, yeah, he's clearly, I hear his one backup singing line that he does in this song. Clearly. Yeah, I would never go to a Spice Girls show without Baby Spice. Kid me? She's the best one.
Anyway,
Emma,
that's just
Bunton.
It's just a guess. I don't know. I never was into those bands, so I really couldn't say whether, you know, I definitely feel like if you told me you two has kicked out the Edge, I'd be like, how are you going to do? I mean, I guess it doesn't ruin it. Like, I'd have to sort of get that my head around that. If you told
me
Keith Richards can't play with the Stones anymore, would their tour end? Or would they be like, no, we got a guy, he's great?
Yeah, I'm not saying that the person, that none of these people is replaceable, because I actually do believe that no matter what you might think, you are replaceable.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get that through my own head. Everybody needs to get that through their head. Like, there's someone who'll jump up and do the job. But am I terribly disappointed if Keith Richards isn't at the Stones show I
see? I would
be. Absolutely.
I wouldn't go see the Stones if Keith Richards was
I'm with you.
Nah.
But you too, I would see without the Edge. That'd be a bummer. But if Larry Mullen and I, I'd be like, oh, well, you know, what's the...
Anyway, that's the question is, how much do you love a band? How badly do you want to see them live? And is it ruined for you if they're missing one of the members you consider to be a important part?
I guess that's
part?
It. If your favorite member isn't Justin Timberlake, maybe you're like, who gives a crap if he's there or not? Because it's like, if I was going to go see U2 and Bono wasn't going to be there, now whom? Am I really seeing U2 without Bono?
No.
Anyway, here's some news that in no way will shock you. Justin Timberlake is the lone holdout standing in the way of an NSYNC reunion. Surprise, multiple promoters would love to pay them all the money to have a giant tour. They've pitched a huge stadium tour. And Lance Bass, Chris Kirkpatrick, Joey Fatone, and JC they're all down.
Well, of course they are.
Isn't that weird? So weird. They're all like, yeah, we'll do it.
Well, they got to experience that froth again when they came out with that the Trolls movie, and they were in it.
But Justin and his people, they're not responding. Partly because he's focused on that really awesome world tour he's got going on. He's going to Poland this coming weekend. That's, you know, when we talk about a world tour, if you can sell out a stadium in Poland, that's saying something. Or are they just like, oh my God, any show is coming here. We're going to go see a show. No one ever comes here. The rest of the guys are very disappointed because they think the timing is perfect. 2025 is NSYNC's 25th anniversary, which is really hard to believe that they've only been around since the year 2000. They feel like a forever band. Their recent reunion for Trolls Band Together, that drummed up all kinds of interest for more from the band. And supposedly the four other guys had a meeting in New York City yesterday, supposedly, to discuss the future of the group and what it could look like if they want to have without Justin.
I wonder...
They could get a hologram of Justin, couldn't they?
What's happening now with Justin in that when he was arrested recently, he said, this is going to ruin the world tour or something. Wasn't that the quote? Like, his drunken quote?
Like, as in, no, notice who I am. I'm a guy with a world tour.
But I haven't heard a peep since. Is he playing?
Yeah, he's
Poughkeepsie
in
tonight.
No, I just told you he's in Poland.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Poland.
Oh, he's in Poland.
Yes,
okay,
he's in Poland.
Sorry, I'm listening to that. And so he's in Poland tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The world tour's on.
Well, it's happening.
I can see why he wouldn't want. You know. Okay.
Sure. I mean, glamorous Poland. Why would you want to stop that? I was thinking though. And if he really is having trouble selling tickets, I think this is a great idea. Like, how about you do two sets? You do one with the boys, and then you do one with all your new songs from your new record that you're trying to support.
I don't know.
Sprinkle them in. Hey, or make everybody wait. Like, do all your new crappy songs first that nobody knows, and then do the set that has all the old hits from the olden days.
That's the disappointing thing, though, is that the new album did not.
It is. You know what's funny about it? I really liked that record.
The new album?
Yeah.
You've listened to the whole thing?
I have. And when we were in here, and the reason I listened to it, so we heard a few clips of it here doing new music. And I was like, that's pretty good. And I really like. There's some JT songs that I think are absolutely great. Like, I love them. That Mirror song, I find myself singing it all the time. And then just like, you know, What Goes Around Comes Around, Cry Me a River, those are great.
Okay.
I love them.
All right.
And so I went home and listened, and I was like, there's some good songs on here. And then I never listened to it again and never heard it. And I don't think we added a song either. Maybe we did. I'll look, Janie. Janie sent me a playlist.
Janie's screaming.
Janie's like, we're playing a song. Hold on. Let me see.
Let's see if
we're playing one or not.
You know who's...
I have it right here. Hold on.
I've been keeping an eye on your boy, Sammy Hagar.
Oh, yeah.
Hagar.
No, we're playing it. We got it. No angels.
Your boy, Sammy Hagar, is out. And the set list, which you'd go like, you know, oh, it's not the old Van Halen. Set list is unbelievable, though. Like, there's a lot of good songs on that show. You're right. JT could do his songs and the NSYNC, and they would put together a pretty sick show.
I know. Yeah, I think it would be great. I think we just thought it up, right? No one else could ever think of that. So maybe we can get a cut. We're promoters too now.
If he's touring the world and things are going well, he's not getting back with them.
Right. He's wants to be the Top Gun. This story, I read the headline and went, okay, what? Here it is. Chris Brown, you know, the guy who bites chicks, et cetera.
Wow.
Chris Brown sued for $50 million after alleged assault of four concertgoers backstage in Texas. Now, so I went, all right, I'll bite. I'm going to take a look. What's this all about? This happened Friday. And yesterday, this lawsuit gets filed.
Mm.
This guy got the kicked out of him. Like, at first I'm like, okay, what is this? Some money? Oh, what has happened here? This guy, and look, you don't know all these people's names, but the main guy is Larry Parker. He goes to a Chris Brown show.
Larry Parker does.
Larry Parker.
He's just a guy.
And his three friends. Well, it sounds like he's just a guy until he gets backstage to do some kind of a meet and greet, and somebody in Chris Brown's crew says, hey, we know who you are. And Chris Brown suddenly recognizes this guy, and they have some kind of beef.
Why would the guy knowingly go backstage if he's someone they are going to want to beat up? Oh.
I don't. Oh, and this guy, there's all these names of people that you don't know. But what you need to know is there's four guys. There's Chris Brown and Chris Brown's entourage. They're backstage. They approach to congratulate him on what a great show. And somebody in the singer's entourage says, you've had issues with this guy. I don't know how he got backstage. But blah, blah, blah. And then 7 to 10 members of Chris Brown's entourage proceed to assault these guys. One guy in particular was getting the, you know, I think
Larry.
He was like the, I don't know. They also mentioned this guy, Charles Bush. So
Charles Bush and Larry
Charlie
Parker.
Charlie Bush and Larry Parker.
All right.
And others. This guy, Bush, got punched in the chest. It looks like somebody picked up a chair and threw it at his head. Then Brown and his crew turned their attention to Parker, who tried to escape down a staircase that led to a locked door. He tried to escape in a suitcase. It was amazing. Carry me out of here, you guys.
What hazard. The door's locked?
I know. So he runs down the staircase, and it leads to a locked door where now he's trapped. That's it.
Oh.
And the guys, you know... They're just punching into their fists as they're coming down even,
Did he have a knife?
Doesn't say anything about knives. Doesn't say bats or knives.
Nothing?
No. But this Parker guy was punched in the face and chest and kicked in the head for over 10 minutes.
So he died?
No, he's alive. The suit states that then one of the other guys was punched in the shoulder. Another guy is hit in the shoulder and in the chest. All four of these dudes were injured, but I guess it's this Larry Parker guy who really got it. They are all currently undergoing medical treatment. And a lawsuit has been filed for $50 million.
I don't know what to say about that. I don't know why you would, if you've got trouble with that group of people, go backstage and act. But then again, there are dumb people around.
There really are. I wonder if the guy
won't recognize me.
Or he might, and he'll be so psyched that I came to the show, like he's past it now. But then immediately all these guys start beating the out of these guys.
I don't know.
And the one guy who runs gets it the worst. He runs away, tried to get in a suitcase, but he wound up at the bottom of a staircase with a locked door. I just feel like Chris Brown, don't you know, have you learned nothing? After all the jail and fines and lawsuits and...
Well, sometimes people are who they are. Ugh. Short-tempered people will, you know, I told you this story 1,000 times, but I had a boss who had a temper. And this guy, I remember something pissed him off and he kicked something and broke his toe. You would think after one time through losing your temper and breaking your own foot and having to limp around for 2 months that you would go, yeah, I got to stop. You know, it doesn't change people.
Mm.
They've got short tempers or they've got some kind of personality defect that causes them to fly off. And only after the fact do they go, oh, I shouldn't have. Whoops.
Maybe what Chris Brown needs to do is surround himself with people who know that he's always in a lot of trouble and then don't go and kick a dude in the head for 10 minutes at the bottom of a staircase with a locked door.
That story sounds slightly exaggerated in that if you kick someone in the head for 10 minutes, they're serious, serious brain damage.
Well, the guy's in the hospital right now.
That just sounds a little exaggerated, but no surprise.
I agree. And I thought, because my first thing was very suspicious, like something happens on Friday at this show and Monday there's a lawsuit. Like clearly someone, I don't know, ambulance chaser was right there to pick up the pieces.
I don't know.
Speaking of hurting your leg.
Okay.
Sam Smith reveals that a skiing accident left them unable to walk for a month. The singer says they have since recovered from the incident. I'm doing my best with these pronouns here. Let's see here. Plenty of highs and lows. So they went on to a podcast where Smith revealed that in January there was a terrible skiing accident and they tore their anterior cruciate ligament, the ACL.
Okay.
They say, I completely ripped my ACL. I was skiing. I was an idiot. I went on a black slope on the second day. I got taken down in a blood bag. I think it just means that thing where they strap you in and ski you down. It was the worst. They explained, though, I just thought some of this stuff was interesting. They have recovered, but some of the effects are permanent due to the nature of the injury. They say it's between your bones and it helps you jump and spring around and it's completely ripped. I decided to go down the non-surgical route, but I couldn't walk for a month on this leg and it was awful. It was the first time I'd ever not been able to move. As Smith puts it, the injury served as a call to action. I was very anxious and had been struggling with anxiety for years, so I started icing every morning. I started to get into a circadian rhythm. And a big part of that is light exposure to your eyes. In the evening, you stay off your phone and basically try to live by candlelight for the last hour before you sleep.
I like it.
I know. So, see, sometimes there's this silver lining. You know, they realized that their anxiety might have just been this frenetic life that they were living.
Wow.
And when you're forced to because you're laid out by this injury.
Yeah, I don't know how active that person is. I don't know how much they depend on that knee. I don't know if dancing is a big part of Sam's act.
I assume that it is.
I don't know.
These days, it does seem like everyone's got their dance moves and their, but maybe not.
But, you know, every grown up of a certain age can look back at that one incident. For me, it's that day at the skate park when I went, I've been doing this my whole life. Yeah, I haven't done it in 15 years, but my body knows how to get air. My shoulder
has. At first, you thought it was just your wrist.
My shoulder has never been the same. It's good now. It's gotten a lot better, but it's still not the same. It's what happens.
And there is.
Sorry, Sam.
There's the place you can stick the pin in. That's when it happened. Mm-hmm. That's when that went downhill. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I've got a few more stories for you, everyone, including Lululemon Thief and more after these.
Starting next week.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Amazing. With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Tuesday. We actually have your chance to win a trip to see Olivia Rodrigo 4 times in Los Angeles. All this week, log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 on the free Odyssey app. That's all you have to do. You listen for at least an hour each day. You get a daily entry. It's so easy. It's your chance to win a trip for two to see Olivia Rodrigo on 4 of her L.A. dates. August 13th, 14th, 16th, and 17th. Round trip airfare for two and a 6-night hotel stay.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Whoa. Everything we talk about on the show goes up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I love it.
It's a perfect resource for choosing. Well, I guess, you know, now we're our own producers. It'll be great.
It will be. Yeah.
Get that
I don't
up
know.
There.
Yeah, I'm going to get the password. Oh, I need the password for that, too. Can you get that? Thanks.
Producer?
Yes, dear.
Oh, you answer to that.
I do now.
Try me.
Producer?
No.
No.
Come on, that was a setup. Of course I answered a producer.
Okay. Funny, I forgot to laugh.
Make sure you stay updated on the latest celebrity trash and news stories by checking out our Facebook page.
Okay.
Kill it. Okay, here's what's happening. Sarah said, oh, it's a nice Tuesday. It's nice if you like it super hot.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot today.
I do like it hot.
Okay. Well, then a nice Tuesday out there for you. 95 in the hot spots.
Yeah. People with AC, just insufferable. God.
They are the worst. You're right.
I agree. They're the new Tesla owner.
They're not that bad.
No, okay. Thank you.
Nearly half of Gen Z adults say they get financial help from parents and family.
Oh, that's not surprising.
Rely on
assistance.
Which
one is Gen Z again?
That's your kids.
Okay.
18 to 27.
Well, half of them do. That's fantastic.
More than half say, no, I don't pay for my own housing.
Oh, my.
Close to two-thirds of those who do report that they spend more than 30% of their monthly paycheck on housing end up needing
a little extra help.
It would be wrong for me to say my parents never helped me. I never was on any kind of regular.
Right. But if you had an emergency,
a few emergencies and there were times when they helped me. And when I was left to my own devices, because I tried to do things all by myself as much as I could.
Right.
I had this car that was breaking down all the time. It was killing me. I was trying to do these surf reports on the radio, and I'd have to get to the ocean and check a few spots to be able to do some kind of a
comprehensive report on the situation.
Like,
we didn't have the internet back then.
I could look at one spot, but I was trying to see a few others and have an idea as I reported the ocean conditions to the people in Radio Land.
Trust you to know that.
And this car was breaking down all the time, and I remember there were times when it would break down, and I'd have to sprint sometimes in flip flops to a payphone to make my call at the. So I was like, that's it. I'm selling this car. I got rid of it, and I ended up on a motorcycle.
Oh, boy.
And that's when my mom was like, I will never talk to you again. And she didn't for a long time.
You're already dead to me.
So but that was me. I was like, I'm trying to do this myself.
Did they wind up buying you a car? Is that when you got the help?
No, that wasn't when I got the help. But there were other times, and I certainly learned a lesson there, which was I didn't fix things by handling it myself. I probably should have gotten a loan and gotten a decent car.
Right.
But I was like, $2,000 motorcycle. It'll be more reliable than a $2,000 car.
It would be. Then the rainy season starts.
Well, things did come up. Yes, yeah. There were a few close calls that led me to realize, wow, this is not the move. Anyway, I'm just trying to say, here I am, Gen X. I'm letting you know, my parents helped me.
Yes.
So don't feel bad about getting some help. And certainly, you know,
I think the thing about Gen Z is they don't feel that bad about it.
No,
you know, it's just not.
You're right.
They're like, well, I'm, you know, living my best life over here. I'm like, yeah, I'm well aware of that.
You know what? And there it is. You're right. They don't feel bad. Right. I certainly did. I thought I was supposed to handle all this myself.
And it's funny because then when you do ask for help, you feel like it's some kind of a failure on your part. My parents did not make me feel that way. They weren't like, oh, now this, you know, they were helpful, but I felt like I had wanted to take care of my own business but then, you know, you get in some trouble and you go, I need help. I need to move back home. I need your help with this, that, or the other.
Yes, I'm a grown man, but I do need a handout. Is that possible?
Yes. It is possible.
And that's so they did help me a couple times, no doubt. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that as I am also mentioning Gen Z is perfectly happy.
They do seem perfectly happy
to take your financial help. And a lot of them are doing that. Yeah, well, so there's that.
You know, we hovered over them as children and now they're like, what, you're leaving?
You're reaping the rewards of the fan action
we got going on here.
Your extra careful parenting has rewarded you with, they still love you so much, they never want
to
go.
Also, you never taught me to be independent, so I am not.
There you go. Mm. A 30-year-old man in Washington, D.C. named Charles Mitchell Baines was pulled over on Saturday for a traffic violation When the cops approached, they noticed that Charles' car was packed with women's workout gear. They later determined it was about $4,000 worth of Lululemon products. You know, the famous yoga.
So like six pairs of pants?
Well, right. That I'm bumped. Give yourself a drink.
Thank you.
What are you doing?
I'll do it. Sorry. If I can find it. I probably can't find it. There it is. Thank you so much. Thank you.
He also had illegal substances and drug paraphernalia. Charge was arrested with felony receiving stolen property and possession with intent to distribute marijuana.
Oh.
So maybe he was opening a little boutique shop. Well, probably more like a table at the flea market. Oh. But either way, hey, I got these $85 sweatpants for $40.
Yeah. Half off. Lululemon. You know how expensive these are. Yeah, they don't have a pair of yoga pants under $100 there, Ben.
Is that right?
You know what? I'll look it up, but they're really...
I told you I just went to yoga last week. The last day or the last weekend, really, before we came back to work.
I'm wrong. $98.
Oh, they are under $100 then.
Yep. Well, and then there's a pair of shorts for $40.
Oh, that's that is actually pricey.
Casual, lightweight, adjustable mid-rise cargo pants, $128. These are good looking pants. Thanks for telling me about this. I don't know, look at this.
As much as it's none of my business what people wear to work out, when you see someone a few people wearing a Lululemon matching top and bottom and like the outfit, it does seem like too expensive to be working out in, doesn't it?
It does. Oh, for sure. Like, I don't want to ruin this. I'm going to sweat right through this. It's going to be gross. Kidding me? I paid all kinds of money. And some of the pants there they're just so great. You put them on and they look like dress pants, but they got a little stretch and move to them. And you're just like, this is my new pants to look
everyday
fancy
pants,
in. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my God. No wonder they're $250. Wow.
We've talked in the past about the dating apps. They're how it's done now.
Yeah, it's I used to laugh at the people who met people online, and now there is no other way.
Right. If you can't seem to find anyone on dating apps, maybe it's you.
Oh, what are you doing wrong?
Well, they say, and I've talked to my buddy about this, and I've talked to other people, and it is interesting because you are sort of matching based on looks and the things you read about the person. And then you click or swipe or whatever the thing is that makes you say, I like you. So now you see if you like me.
Yeah.
But then there's the, okay, what do we write? What do you write? And it's funny because I was talking to my buddy about it and he goes, yeah, if I just say hi, that seems easy, but then why would they talk to me? So I'm trying to write something from their profile.
Oh, like I
that
read
I connected
your profile
with
and
that gives them some idea that I read and understand who they are or a little bit of.
I tried.
And that's sort of, and I thought, wow, that makes sense actually, except that now you're out on a limb. Mm-hmm. There you are on the limb.
I like you.
You've written stuff and it opens you up to. This guy's a dork.
Right.
Or this guy's creepy.
You know, he commented on my boobs. That's not cool.
Well, and that's what we're getting to.
Oh,
which
really?
Is someone asked 2,000 people about these opening lines or apps or emojis that people use. And there are a lot of people still doing really cringy stuff in hopes, I guess, that it works. But send pics is the rudest, cringiest thing you can say.
Oh, as in...
as a first message.
Right. If you... because there are some pics.
Right.
How about we chat now?
Well, this is another element
of
it, though.
This is like, give me the naked pics.
I don't necessarily think that, probably. But what I'm saying is, some person puts up a picture of their face. Well, what happens after the neck?
Right.
Also,
is this the best picture ever taken of you? From 12 years ago.
So there is some reason that you might say send more pics, but it's still the rudest, cringiest thing you can say.
Right.
The eggplant emoji, which guys seem to think might make you want to meet them. Hey, sexy is another bad intro line.
Isn't bad.
Doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. It's not what people are after.
Right. What about hi, how are you? Is that just too, that's just might as well just be hi?
It does lead you back to that. It's not, I don't know. I haven't done it.
I don't know either.
But I know my buddy was saying he really was trying to read the person's profile and then talk about them with that.
Right. Well, if he had something in common, he could certainly say, oh, I'm also a huge fan of blah, blah, blah. Have you ever gone to this place?
And as you know, he did have a connection that
they
seems
made
to,
out. Yeah. It felt great.
Well, they do more,
they
a lot
made out.
More than that
it
now.
Felt great.
As a matter of
they
fact,
they do
as,
more. It's
as
still
I've
great.
Heard the reviews, I'm like,
they're all sweaty if they're in bed.
I'd really like regular Nook too. Mm. That'd be great. But 2 hours? Two times? Like two at night? Two in the morning? Even I don't want that. Do you?
You're adorable. Of course I do.
You and I was like, my God, man, what? How in the...
Oh, you know me. Just hot for it all the time. Oh, God, somebody throw some wiener my way. Sheesh!
John! Mike J! Pat!
Yeah, no, that's
what?
Just John.
Well, you said somebody. I just thought I'd get the word out there in
just,
case
don't,
any
I don't
of the other
any
guys
want to
respond.
Idea. Jesus.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Oh, I have a thing, don't I? Here we go.
707 says, not only does Gen Z not feel bad about asking for handouts and money, they seem to feel all too good about it. I'm not even a boomer or Gen Xer, just a poor millennial and still... And they still hit me up.
Oh, funny.
Mm.
Yeah, I definitely feel like, you know, even if you don't feel bad about it, you should act like you're like, I hate to be taking your money because I'm trying so hard, you know, to get my ass together, but I just can't make it happen. So if you could just help me out. I'm not trying to be on the take all the time. I get that the gravy train has to stop somewhere. But if you could, thanks. Okay, great. Bye. Talk to you next time I need money.
That's a good impression.
Thanks.
And with that.
Oh, are we done? All right.
You tell me, isn't it time?
I just don't know.
We do have a huge meeting to get to. Have you noticed the hall is just filled?
People. It's amazing.
Buzzing out there.
You know, this was fun. I think that it's going to get smoother. I'm going to know where all the buttons are soon, Vin.
It's fine.
Yeah,
we're working our way through it.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Stay cool out there. And if you've got AC, feel free to use it.
Thank you for your patience with us. We appreciate you listening.
We do.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.